Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us on the line once again, we welcome Sean Sack, who's a senior researcher at NGO Monitor. Sean, good afternoon to you, and thanks once again for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive.
How's good afternoon, Mike? Good to be back. How are you?
All good, Sean, and yes, great to have you back on board the Afternoon Overdrive. So, Sean, if I can just lay the foundation for this afternoon's conversation, I just took this excerpt from one of the leading publications, and I quote, the German network ARD published an investigation on Wednesday morning showing that it is reasonable to consider that engineering material and knowledge from Germany to build civilian infrastructure in Gaza was ultimately used by Hamas to build their terror tunnels. Now, the question begs, could Germany have anticipated this?
Okay, so there's a lot to unpack, and I'm going to tread very cautiously on the allegations and accusations made by ARD. Right. I've read part of the report, and I've read other similar reports. Now, the assumption is like this. Over the last, shall we say, two decades, Germany and a number of other countries have provided significant aid, not just funding, but material to the Gaza Strip. That includes, for example, engineering equipment, cement, and steel and iron that is supposed to be used for water pipes and drainage pipes, and cement that is supposed to be used for building. We know that, they acknowledge that, and this is specific. There's facts and figures that come from what's called the GIZ, which is the German Ministry of Development. All of this is public. We also know that in the build-up to October 7th, and even in previous conflicts, Hamas was very proud about their home manufacturing of anti-tank rockets and missiles that they fired at Israel.
Right.
And in at least one video that they made very public, there is a video of Hamas terrorists digging up water pipes, digging up steel and iron water pipes, repurposing them into rockets and then repurposing them into rockets and missiles. And Hamas didn't even hide it. They were very honest about the fact that they took these water pipes and then repurposed them to use them for missiles and rockets.
Indeed. So, Sean, sorry, can I just come in there? Okay, so on the basis of what you've just outlined, I mean, as I say, could Germany have entered? This could have happened with any service provider, anyone supplying the materials. Anybody could improvise, as you've just outlined now.
Absolutely. But what ARD said is specifically Germany provided aid, physical aid for water systems, and Hamas was very open about the fact that they used water systems, drainage pipes, cement that was supposed to be used for development. They used it for their tunnels. They repurposed it for rockets and missiles. And then ARD took it a little step further and said, well, if we know Hamas was using aid to build military infrastructure or terrorist infrastructure, why did Germany not stop this? Why didn't they anticipate? Why didn't they do anything? So we need to be a little bit careful before we say, well, did Germany provide the structure that was used for terrorism? But the more important question is, why didn't they put any safeguards in place?
Okay.
And that is the important question. And it's not just Germany. It's the entire, shall we say, the entire Western world that provided significant amounts of financing and physical aid to Gaza.
Right.
Why were there no safeguards in place to make sure that this equipment wasn't used by the terrorists?
Indeed. So on that very note, that key word safeguards, which you've just mentioned, Sean, from a legal perspective, where could this go?
So, because it is unfortunate, there's a bit of a jump to say that Germany was actually involved in funding it. But the most important thing now is, unfortunately, we say hindsight is 2020. Now, moving forward, how does Germany and other countries ensure that their equipment is never going to be used for terrorist infrastructure? How do we ensure that Germany and other Western countries aren't being manipulated mm-hmm. by terrorists who claim that they are human rights activists, etc.? And that is going to be the major challenge going right. forward. And part of what needs to be done is all countries, from the United States to Germany and others, need to start ensuring that there are safeguards in place, that the language of contracts that they sign with different aid organizations, whether they be in Gaza or organizations that work for Gaza, have very specific language that says that their aid can't be misappropriated.
Right.
That if aid does wind up in the wrong hands, that they are liable. Mm-hmm. And that anybody who uses German aid in this case needs to sign very specific documents saying that they are not aligned to designated terrorist organizations, mm-hmm. that they recognize that Israel is a Jewish state and has a right to exist,
right.
and that they are in favor of reconciliation or whatever the donor's final peace solution is. Those are major safeguards that need to be put in place, and then there can be real legal repercussions to anybody who misuses aid.
Indeed. Sean, it's going to be very interesting how this turns out, because, you know, in times of desperation, you know, having witnessed times of revolt and times of unrest, people can be very innovative with anything. So I wonder, you use that keyword safeguards, exactly how is that going to be built into any legal framework or any legal jargon that will come about in the near future? We'll probably be chatting about this again at some point in time, Sean. But Sean, thanks so much for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive, just to unpack your views as to this equipment that Germany once produced under the aid banner, and now all of a sudden Hamas has improvised and is using tunnels and pipes and other equipment to transport the hostages and you know, conduct the activities, and use the pipes for rocket launches, rockets, things, and weaponry.